Well, you know, little Louis Lafitte, after that first night, there were other adventures with little Louis and the ghostly streetcar that haunted the fog-shrouded narrow streets of New Orleans. So, one night, as little Louis was walking home, again the fog so thick that again he missed his turn, and again he found himself in that same cemetery. Was he again thinking about pirates? Or was he perhaps thinking about skeletons? Oh, yes, and there stood the rusted, abandoned streetcar, looming out of the fog like some foreboding monster. And as he stood there thinking, oh, no, not again, the headlight blinked and seemed to beckon. Come aboard, little Louis. He started to creep away, but then something happened. High above the headlight, at the top of the streetcar, something flickered and glowed. And there, in very large letters, was the name of the streetcar. Le Petit Lafitte. Well, how could little Louis refuse to board a streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte? So, he climbed aboard, and off they went on another adventure. Whee! Now, as you know, this wasn't your average streetcar. But no one knew where or when it would appear. The gendarmes would never find his tracks because little Louis left no tracks. The tracks would appear in front of the streetcar and then disappear behind it. Poof! Just like that. They soon discovered it was impossible to track him. When the fog came, drifting out of the river and creeping into the French Quarter, that was when the streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte would strike again. Out of the gray swirling fog, you may see an eerie greenish eye. A single headlamp, as big as your head, peering this way and that. And it may even pull up alongside another streetcar. And there, glaring out of the grimy windows, you'll see the skulls of pirates. Wearing bandanas and eye patches, their jaws snapping and their teeth clacking as they... And sometimes the pirates may get to howling so loudly, they'll begin to rock the streetcar from side to side as the tourists flee in all directions. Of course, not all will flee. Some will simply shriek and faint right on the spot. While others will wave and howl right back, thinking, oh, well, it must be something to do with Mardi Gras. For those especially brave, or especially stupid, tourists, the pirates may smile with their skullish, lipless grins and point a bony finger upward, up above the ceiling, up above the roof, outside to the pole high above the streetcar. And there, cheerfully waving in the breeze, will be a black flag with a white skull and crossbones. The Jolly Roger. And that, you see, is the story of a streetcar named Le Petit Lafitte.